Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin.
When you're having a bad day, just try to simplify it. We overthink things. We overwhelm ourselves. We fill our brain up and make things bigger than it really is. And when you simplify it and say, you know what, I'm just going to go for a walk, that act alone can start the direction of you having a better day. So I go for a walk. Sometimes I go for a run. Sometimes I go to the gym. I got this mini trampoline and mini rebounder, and I'll jump up and down on that. But I'm just looking for ways to change my existing state, this bad, negative, disempowering state, into something that's different. And that act alone has done wonders for me. So whatever it is for you, maybe it's stretching, maybe it's something physical. I'm not sure what it is for you. Maybe it's boxing or kickboxing. Whatever it is, have an outlet like that that you can go to. And that also is very therapeutic. You know, it kind of clears your mind and your thoughts and helps you process things in a different way, from a different state of mind. First thing in the morning, I'm gonna spend 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, or maybe even longer, focused on me, to fill myself up, to do something every single morning so that I can become better, so that I can perform at my best every day, something for my body, my mind, and my spirit. You know, that might be working out at the gym, it might be doing meditation, it might be reading and feeding my mind, it might be changing, you know, what I'm eating and putting into my body each morning so that I can be at my best and have more energy. There's so many different things that you can do, but you know, I've been doing rituals now for over 15 years, and it's one of the single most powerful things that I've done to change my life and take it to a whole new level. I have a daily ritual that all throughout the day, I'm getting myself in a great state. I'm getting myself motivated. Before I record a video, I'm asking myself questions. I'm putting myself in the right state. I'm asking myself, why is what I want to share important? Why is it going to make a difference? Why do I care about the person that's watching this video? What kind of difference do I want to make? I'm asking these questions because they help get me motivated, but they also put me in a great state to deliver my best. I do that before a coaching call. I do that before almost everything that I do, certain projects that I'm working on. I ask myself, okay, what do I want here? Why do I want this? And I'm constantly reminding myself of that. In order to be motivated all throughout your day, to be motivated over the long term, you need to have your goals, you need to have your reasons, your purpose, why, and you've got to have rituals. You have to have a ritual in the morning, and ideally rituals all throughout the day to put yourself back in that state. I believe that even though just because you might have had a bad moment throughout the day, or a bad morning, or a bad start, or a bad afternoon, whatever it is, that doesn't necessarily have to dictate and determine the rest of the day. In fact, when I look back at my bad days, I've had many days that it's more just a bad moment, that I got frustrated or I didn't get enough sleep or something happened. And yes, it was challenging to deal with that. But with the right mindset, I've been able to turn that around. I've actually been able to recover a day quite a few times in my life where I've recovered it. And that bad day ended up becoming a great day. It ended up becoming a great day that I was proud of because I didn't give up, that I did certain things that turned the day around, and I resolved whatever was going on, the conflict, the challenges that I was facing, and I grew from it, and it ended up being a great day.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So that's always the first approach, the first thing that I always try to look at and trying to do. I want to look at, how can I turn things around? How can I make this bad moment, this bad part of the day, and still get the most out of this day and just not have this day be a write-off and a total wash? First thing I look to do when I try to change the course of a day is, number one, is I try to change my state, change my emotional state. Because most of the time it's just an emotion that you're caught up in, an emotional state of mind, and emotions come and go. So for me, I look at how can I change how I feel. If I change how I feel and I get into a more positive state, then that's going to lead to the right actions. It's going to lead to me getting back on track, to course correct throughout the day. So the first thing I look to do is to change my body, to change how I'm using my body, because emotions and your body are connected. You see, because I learned and I realized that we are what we repeatedly do every single day, and that our rituals create who we are and the life that we want. It's what you do every single day, the conditioning process, and that if I wanted to change myself from being shy, from being depressed, from being very insecure, that I needed to change my psychology, my mindset, my beliefs, my habits, my feelings, and my emotions, and I needed to do it every single day. I needed to condition it, similar to building a muscle. You go to the gym every day. Every time you work it out, you push yourself, you get stronger, you get faster. Same sort of thing with your mind. Your mind is a muscle. You got to condition and train that every single day also, because it's so easy to be controlled by limiting stories and beliefs. And we all have them. If you don't believe that you have a limiting belief, then that's your first limiting belief right there. I don't think it's realistic to have perfect days every day. Not every day can be a great day. I think we're meant to have some days that are disempowering days or not really going the way we want it to be. And that also not only, again, helps you discover and learn new things about yourself and new opportunities, but also it makes you appreciate the good days more. You know, it makes you cherish them and appreciate the good times of your life so much more, because you do know what it feels like to have those days that just aren't your best days. So the surrender approach is another approach for you, but also understanding the moment, it could be good or bad, but really, I believe that every day is a great day. Every day that we're alive, that we've been given this gift of life, is something to appreciate and cherish. And sometimes we don't understand the reasoning and the why and the purpose for certain days, but I believe that it leads us to better things. You know, for me, it's led me to connect better with God and have a better relationship with my Creator and all of those things that have empowered my life in so many beautiful ways. I'm not sure if it's as simple as just you watching this video and you have a better day because of it. Maybe it is. Maybe sometimes it's a simple thing that changes our focus and helps us look at things a different way that changes how we feel. Changing your focus, you change how you feel. So hopefully this video could be a gift for you and something that can benefit you in those days and something you can go back to remind yourself of these simple truths. Whatever you're going through, it will pass, and understand that everything in your life is happening for a reason and a purpose, and it will serve you. And sometimes we don't know what that is in the moment, but we gotta trust that things will happen the way it's supposed to, and everything's gonna work out for the better of our lives.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.